Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Artist First World Radio Network, home of the best new music you've never heard, and home of the best new talk shows you need to hear. Please don't forget to visit our archives page at www.artistfirst.com, where you can hear all our past shows for free and on demand. You are tuning into Chit Chat Cafe Live. This show airs every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For more information about this show and to listen to past shows for free, please visit artistfirst.com/chitchat.htm. And don't forget to follow Artist First on Twitter. You can find us under the Twitter handle at @artist_first. And now here are your hosts of Chit Chat Cafe Live, Lisa and Betty Ann.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Chit Chat Cafe Live. We're airing live from artistfirst.com. It's time to relax, unwind, sit in a comfortable chair, put your best high heels on, maybe grab a martini or a hot chocolate, and just sit because we have a great Christmas show for you tonight. We have all kinds of cool people coming on to talk about really unique and beautiful gifts, or just beautiful items. We're going to be joined by Jorge Perez, who's the national spokesperson for Waterford, Royal Daunt China, and Wedgwood. Then we have Elizabeth Skokin. She's going to be telling us about her adorable aprons. Nancy's on assignment tonight, so Betty Ann's joining me. And we hope you'll stay tuned because we have a great hour lined up for you. Hi, Betty Ann.
Hello, Lisa.
How are you
doing? How are you?
I'm good.
Are you
I'm good? Hanging in there.
Are you done your Christmas shopping?
What was that?
Are you done your Christmas shopping?
No, I'm about three quarters of the way done. How about you?
Yeah, I still have things to do. I keep realizing there's only a week away.
You know what, though? It's just the little things that take up more time to buy than the big stuff. You know, you get
your
big gifts out of the way, you got to get a little something for this and a little something for that, and the stocking stuffers, and it's all that little stuff that takes up so much time.
That's right. You're right.
But, you know, I try to do everything, and I try to be, I'm not organized, but I try to be. I first, you know, right after Thanksgiving, I try to decorate my house. That takes like a week, and then I'll do my cookies and, you know, shopping in between, and then like next week I'll concentrate on wrapping and Christmas Eve and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
How do you organize yourself during the holidays?
Well, I do the decorating right after Thanksgiving, and then I just start shopping. But it's hard because, you know, especially for one of my daughters who tells me nothing.
It's
a guessing game. I really don't know what to get her. It's really difficult. Like, she'll tell me something that's like something that isn't really exciting that she wants. And I'm like, oh, really? You know, like, so she's a tough one. But this weekend I'll be making pretzels. It's pretzel weekend. We do that every year. We make our pretzels, chocolate-covered pretzels.
Mm, what do you put on them?
You know, the vanilla, the chocolate, they're all dipped, and then we decorate them, and it's fun. And
yeah, do you put like different crunchy things on the top? And
yeah, sprinkles and nonpareils and all kinds of things. Dip them in two different colors.
That sounds good.
Yeah, put swirls on them. Mostly the fun part is decorating them. After if they're actually all covered with chocolate, then the fun part is going back and doing the decorating.
Now, do you do pretzel rods, or you do like the twisted pretzels, the regular pretzels?
I use the regular pretzels. Sometimes I'll do the pretzel rods, but mostly the regular pretzels.
Yeah, I love pretzels.
Yeah, it's fun, and they're really, really, really good, and they're really fattening. So it's really hard to have them in the house once they're made, because then you keep like, oh, I'll just have one.
As you walk by, you break a piece off. The calories don't count if nobody sees you eat it, right?
Yeah. And then you suffer for it after the holidays. You're like, oh, no.
Then you start to go to the gym. I refuse to go to the gym or Weight Watchers the week after Christmas because that's what everybody does. There's long lines everywhere, and you feel like a big fool because then you quit, in a week. So I'm going to wait and do all that in a couple weeks of the January.
It's so hard. It's just so hard to work out. It's terrible.
Speaking of holidays and gifts, we have a really cool first guest on tonight. Jorge Perez, who is the national spokesperson for Waterford Crystal, Royal Daunt, and Wedgwood China. How cool is that, Betty Ann? I love that
it's
stuff.
It's really cool.
Yeah. Really cool. Jorge, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Welcome. Welcome to the Chit Chat Cafe Live.
Oh, thank you so much. Hi, Lisa. Hi, Betty Ann. It's such a pleasure to be on Chit Chat Cafe Live. It really is, and thank you so much for inviting us to be here.
Oh, our pleasure. So tell us how you got this cool job.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I'll tell you, it's such a pleasure every single day to go to work and represent these global brands, Waterford Wedgwood, Royal Dalton, Royal Albert, and especially, you know, a lot of the listeners might not know this, and you might not know this, but I actually do the shopping channels for the company as well. So you can actually watch me this weekend. Actually, I'm on Monday and Tuesday on Shop NBC. You can check shopnbc.com for the Waterford schedule, and you'll get to see me. So you're that much closer to meeting me. You know, you heard me, you see me, then you get to meet me. So, yeah, very, very exciting. So it's great to represent this brand. You know, we are the Mega Kings. Collectively, we're the number one, by far, largest fine crystal and ceramic manufacturers of the world. And great, great, great moments from the most incredible at Waterford, the ball that drops on Times Square every year is Waterford.
Is it the same ball every year?
Oh, great, great question. Is that Lisa?
Yes.
Of course it is.
My New Jersey accent, my terrible accent.
I could totally tell it to you. You know, great, great question. And I'm so grateful that you asked it because we don't tell the story a lot. We actually, the ball is made up of over 2,600 triangular crystal panels, of which every year for 5 years, we take one-fifth of the triangular panels that are on this ball, starting in the year 1999, by the way, which was when we kicked off the Times Square Millennium Ball. So we take one-fifth off of triangular panels, put the new pattern of each year, and each year is differently in our Waterford's crystal wishes to the world, happiness, love, health, prosperity and peace. This year is actually, that was the original series. This year is actually the year of peace. So that's Waterford's wishes to the world. And each triangular panel has a different pattern on significant of the theme of the year. So it's a very, very special occasion for us at Waterford, obviously a global event because we are, at the end of the day, a global brand.
What an honor to get chosen to be the ball. You know, really.
I know. And, you know, people will always say, we're very sensitive, by the way, to what you just said. We don't drop it. We lower it carefully.
Oh, okay.
It's a very big difference. We're very sensitive to our crystal. But it is amazing. As a matter of fact, the new movie that, Times Square, the New Year's Eve movie.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen a lot about that. The ball is actually featured, and there's a miniature ball that usually the mayor presses at midnight in Times Square. It's a miniature replica of the big ball, and he presses that, and that signifies the beginning of the new year, and, of course, when we started the new millennium. And it's actually a miniature crystal ball, and it's in the movie, so check that out. There's a lot of reference to our Waterford Crystal Times Square ball, New Year's Eve ball.
Really cool. Very interesting.
Anyway,
so
very exciting.
Is made in Waterford, Ireland, or no?
Well, you know, yes, we have a major plant in Waterford, Ireland. You know, Waterford being the oldest town in the country of Ireland, Dublin tries to claim it, but it is Waterford. And it's an old Viking town, which the heritage is still alive. It's quite amazing and just very picturesque. You know, if you think of a Thomas Kincaid painting, it's kind of like that. And we have our factory, our prime factory, really the essence of the brand, if you will, in a beautiful historical building there. Though we have factories, we use factories throughout the world. Do you know, this is interesting, a lot of people don't realize that the Czech Republic, you know, the Czechs are the master of the cutting of glass. And
really?
It was Waterford, the Irish, that went to get the Czech cutters to Ireland to teach the Irish how to cut. So, you know, it's a definite European brand. We have, we use, you know, factories around the world. So you're going to see different stickers of origin. For example, Hungary, in our case crystal product, which is like colored glass, which is quite remarkable. And remarkable, you know, trades that are almost lost, if you will, in the world that Waterford still captures, while at the same time, you know, being the official, you know, Times Square ball, being the People's Choice Awards that's made out of course, Waterford Crystal. So we're cutting edge, though we're very respectful of world moments and, of course, heritage since the late 1700s. So it's quite remarkable, that brand.
Well, this is Betty Ann, and I want to ask you, what is the difference between cut and blown glass crystal? Like, what is the difference?
Well, you know, it's actually like a marriage. Basically, it has to be blown first, then be cut. You know, it takes a village, as you know. We actually start at the House of Waterford Crystal in Waterford, Ireland. There's a whole wood. Wood is a big part of our factory, so there's a lot of wood mold making. And the mold, the wood is only can only stand so much because it's blown. The glass is actually blown from a billet, a gob of molten glass that is blown into this mold as it's spinning. And that wood, you know, as it burns, it grows. So each piece is completely different if you think about it that way. So mm-hmm. wood is a big, big part. And then we have the blowers, which go into the kiln. They take that very, very heavy at the end of a 7-foot blowing iron that drop that molten glass into a mold while they're blowing gently, by the way, you know, their breath into the piece. Then it goes into an 8-hour cooling process. After that process, it then goes to the cutters, and those are the masters of glass. You know, it's not really finished till you cut into it, and they say, you know, at Waterford that it releases the light the moment you cut it, and it really does, if you can imagine. So actually, both processes are involved. Only in products like our Mondavi wine glass series, mm-hmm. or the Evolution Art Glass, is there no cutting, because they're, you know, very clean, very modern, especially the art glass, which adds color to it. That's a whole different artistic process. And they're each one of a kind as well. I love that part of the brand. So, yeah, so Betty Ann, hopefully that's a good answer to your question. We're actually both. We have a little bit of both.
Okay. What is lead crystal?
Lead crystal. Again, great, great question. You know, to be considered a full lead crystal, when you see on a stamp of a piece that says full lead crystal, by European standards, each piece has to be 24% lead, actual lead. It's actually lead oxide. To be considered full lead. When you pick up a piece of glass, you know when it's full lead crystal because it's really weighty. It's, you know, it has a lot of substance with it versus glass without lead that's very light mm-hmm. and airy. So you can tell right away from the weight. Also, the lead gives it its brilliance and its shine. But most important, what lead does to the ingredients of our silica sand, you know, potash, lead gives it the softness to allow us to cut into it. Because if you notice, when glass will shatter, glass shatters, mm-hmm. crystal chips, you know, because it's a different body. It's that lead that holds it together, but it also makes it a very soft glass. So actually, it almost breathes, if you will. So yeah, lead crystal is a whole different world of from glass, and you can feel it. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because it is heavier.
It is, exactly. That for the men, crystal, especially their barware, you know, it's almost like goblet-like. You can use the word goblet confidently. And when guests come into your home and you serve them on Waterford, you should see it. It's quite amazing. You know, our consumers tell us all the time, oh, my gosh, my company came over and I served them Waterford. They were like, wow, oh, my gosh. You know, it's an instant recognition, and that's what that brand mm-hmm. is all about.
Oh, okay.
What is your biggest selling product in Waterford? What do you sell the most? Glasses, vases, punch bowls,
you know, you're really good. You have done your, you know, great, great, great again question. By far, there's two things to answer that question. The number one selling item by far historically, hands down to date, are toasting flutes. Toasting flutes.
Oh, okay.
Remember, we're a wedding brand. Our dinnerware is 100% wedding, you know. Our stemware, you know, it's all about weddings, and we celebrate life's moments with Waterford Wedgwood Royal Dome. And when she registers for it, and when she toasts to the rest of her life, and then there's a retirement. What are they toasting to that retirement? A great business deal that's just been made, an engagement. You know, Waterford has been brought out to everything. So toasting flutes are our number one, by far, best-selling item in the company, which is so great, because once you toast to the rest of your life or whatever you're toasting, you know, that just lets you know how high you uphold the brand Waterford. Number one pattern in the world, which is, you know, while I just throw those words out, the single largest selling crystal, fine crystal pattern in the world is called Lismore, and it's Waterford. It is recognizable. You know, we're the statement of a table. It's interesting, that pattern alone, which, by the way, I'm actually give world news. This isn't even out yet. I'm going to give you an exclusive on this. It will be Lismore's 60th birthday in January, and we're launching a whole new collection of Lismore, the New Age Lismore. It's quite impressive. That's how big that pattern is. So we're not only the number one crystal in the world, number one selling item of our toast flutes, and last but not least, Lismore is the number one fine crystal pattern in the world. And most brides, the number one bride today.
My pattern is Avoca. I don't even think they make it anymore.
Avoca. You know what? I'm so glad that you said that, because a lot of people say, you know, you go into a store and they say, oh, they discontinued that pattern. Can I make a statement once and for all? Because yep. I hear this question all the time. Waterford never discontinued the stemware pattern. For the rest of your life, you will get your pattern. We make the goblet wine, fluted champagne, and ice beverage glass in every pattern from the get-go, so your great-grandchildren can own your pattern. A store might retire it, you know, off the wall because there's not as many Avoca brides, you know, and then the new patterns, we launch patterns every year. But, you know, there's a lot of misconceptions. So you will always be able to, your great-great-great-grandchildren will be able to get your stemware pattern, and Avoca, I have to say, is a quintessential classic Waterford pattern. It is absolutely beautiful. As a matter of fact, it's a work of art, Avoca. We love that pattern, and we still make it today. So,
that's nice to know. I didn't know that. Okay.
Correct that, yes.
I have two kids at home, so I'm not buying anything right at the moment. But I have
it. You will. Wait a minute. You will when you watch me on Shop NBC this weekend. I guarantee it.
I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
I want to find out, you know when people, like, ping the glass and it makes a certain sound?
Yes.
It's supposed to mean that it's good crystal. Is that true?
You know, well, this is really interesting, and it's a historical question as well. First of all, the origin of the clinking of the glasses came from medieval times when they were made out of metal, or they were pewter. You saw a lot of pewter at that time. So you had these guys, and it was this moment where they robustly banged. They didn't clink. They banged their glasses into each other. So there were six guys at a table, eight guys at a table. You, like, very heartily, or even two guys. The reason for that is, and it made sense at that period, and it might make sense today in New York City or, you know, I don't know, because if you poison my drink, some of my drink was going into your glass and every other glass at the table.
Oh.
So there was a reason for that to be done. So honestly, if you were missy about manners, you're not supposed to touch glasses. You're supposed to raise your glass. And very important in the toast, look at the person in the eye that you're toasting to. That's very important, you know. That's the most important part, actually. So you're really raising your glass. You're not clinking your glass, even though it is acceptable, and, you know, we're all good with it at the Waterford Company. I just want to give you a little bit of the history because it's so interesting. You know, the clinking, you know, to my standards, differentiates a bad glass from a good glass. You know, one's a clunk, one's a clink. And there's something magical. And when you watch my shows on Shop NBC, you know, I actually clink my glasses. And it is magic. There's something about the heft, the clink. That's part of the lead, too, because remember, what happens when you clink metal?
It makes a sound.
Magic, yeah. Right? So, part of it is, you know, that whole kind of thing. So there you go.
Oh. I have this question because, you know, I hate to do any dishes by hand. Can you put Waterford in the dishwasher?
Again, another great question. You know, the best part of the newest last age of Lismore is called Lismore Essence. It is now the number one pattern in the United States of stemware. It's called Lismore Essence. Check it out at waterford.com. Unbelievable, gorgeous, gorgeous pattern. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
If dishwasher safe.
Oh.
Totally dishwasher safe. So not only your wedge with China, your wedge with China, Royal Dalton, all that stuff. You know, a lot of people get afraid because the word fine is attached to it, fine and formal.
Mm-hmm.
While it's gorgeous, you know, we at Waterford and Wedgwood and Royal Dalton and Royal Albert are telling you, release yourself. Get it out of the China prison. Let it breathe. You deserve to use this stuff every day, and it's very durable. It's dishwasher safe. And, you know, we always say, like, follow the manufacturer's suggestions that you can pick at Waterford, Wedgwood, or RoyalDalton.com. But use mm-hmm. the mild detergents at the fine China setting. There's so many better dishwashers today. But Lismore Essence is completely dishwasher safe and the number one fine crystal pattern right now. So, you know, that's what's kept us for so many years. I mean, we opened up our doors in the late 1700s, and I think it's that relevancy and design above all that keeps us, you know, in the right place and in the want, not in the know, in the want, because we are, the most desired company and most prized. And when it comes to stemware and dinnerware and their thoughts about, you know, brides today, easy to use, we tell you, if it's taco night, you want to bring out your Waterford Wedgwood Royal Dalton. Everything will taste better in it. I have this friend of mine who is the home editor for Brides Magazine. unbelievable person, Donna Ferrari. You should check her out. She is brilliant. Do you know what she does? She's single, and she sets a table, her breakfast table, the night before. She, of course, has a New York apartment. You know, but she'll set herself a dinner table. So it's all about the experience, whether it's taco night. And, you know, when you watch my show, see, I'll take a double fashion in Waterford, mm-hmm. and I'll serve shrimp cocktail in it. And it is spectacular. So, you know, it's all about creativity.
That's really cool.
Oh, I take a footed cake plate and I turn it over, and it's a chip and dip, strawberries and chocolate. You know, it's a lot of fun because, you know, people taste with their eyes. And when they come into your parties, and we're all about to embark in the biggest time of the year that we entertain the next couple of weeks. We have more people over this time of the year than even in the summer. And you want your table, you want your space to represent you. And that's what's great about Waterford as well. But, you know, you want to set a perfect table. And here's a great tip from us at Waterford Wedgwood. Set your table 2 days before your event. Do not touch your table the day of a party. Either the day before or 2 days before, because you have other things to focus on the day of your big event.
Right.
And table should be your last thing. The other big tip is do not even think of touching flowers the day of an event. Do your flowers 3 to 4 days ahead and buy them at supermarkets because they're so affordable. The arrangements are great at all supermarkets across America now, and it takes them three days to open up. So by the time your company comes, you enjoyed them for like 3 days, and they finally opened up. And why would you want to mess with flowers the day of an event? So I've cut two of the biggest worries the day of an event, setting your table and the floral part. Focus on your food and your guests, and you'll do, you know, very, very well. And another third and last tip for this interview is, you know, serving pieces and brides as well. This is the largest volume time of the year for engagements between Thanksgiving and New Year's Eve. And what happens is they go to register. Don't forget your serving pieces. Serving pieces are critical. So here's my last tip. Before your party, you know the menu, right? Do you not know what you're serving at a party in 2 weeks from now? I know, Betty Ann, you do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, so your party's coming. You're about to bring your food out, and you're starting to pull out pieces of where you're going to put them on. So a couple days before, pull out all your platters, your bowls, everything, or your bread trays, everything that you're serving on, and post it on it, writing what you're going to put in it. So that day of, you don't have to try to figure out where am I going to put the corn, where am I going to put the, you know, the mashed potatoes or the gravy. It's all kind of best for you. So lay it out at a time, hours ahead, table ahead, and let me tell you, for the first time ever, you may enjoy one of your parties.
Well, you know what, Jorge, you have it going on. I have to tell you, you're really cool. Would you come back and join us again? Honestly, we can have you on for a whole hour. You have so much great information. Would you come back on again?
Absolutely. It would be a total pleasure, and thank you so much for having us on the show.
I'm going to book you. Anytime we're going to get back to you. Book you for the new year, okay?
Oh, absolutely. Anytime that you like. Thank you again so much.
Thank you
happy,
so
happy
much.
Holidays.
And you enjoy the rest of your night. Happy holidays.
From all of us. Thank you, thank you. And I'll see you on TV this weekend.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Monday, Tuesday, actually. Thank you again, you guys, Lisa,
okay,
Betty,
bye.
And
have
such
a
pleasure to talk to you. All right, bye-bye.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. How sweet is he? We could have had him on for a whole hour.
He's great. What
we
great
have to thank our sponsors, Laura Geller Makeup and Syncfort Orthopedics. Find their link on our Chit Chat Cafe Live radio website. We're going to take a quick commercial break and stay with us, and we're going to be joined by Elizabeth Skokin.
Now back to Chit Chat Cafe Live.
Hi, I'd like to introduce our next guest, Elizabeth Skokin. She has a line of beautiful aprons. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. It's so nice to have you here tonight. I was looking at your beautiful aprons online, and I just couldn't believe it. They're so beautiful. It's like jewelry.
Well, I hear that people are calling them the little black dress of the kitchen. And they're so much fun.
I have to tell you, I put one up on my Facebook page today, one of your aprons.
Oh, cool.
So many people were going crazy. They were going on your website. They're like, oh, my God, you're just so adorable.
Like, good.
How did you come up with the concept?
Pardon me?
How did you come up with the concept?
Two different things. My grandmother had a beautiful hostess apron that she wore every Christmas when she hosted the family dinner. And so she would appear at the door in her red tulle apron and triple strand of pearls and her diamond and pearl earrings and a big brooch and her bouffant and her crocodile heels. And I remembered that. I just always thought she looked so elegant. But I... as a woman, have four children, I cook, I host parties, I chair gala benefits, and many times the doorbell would ring when I was hosting a dinner and I hadn't been able to slip my dress on. And so I thought, gosh, I wouldn't wear a cotton apron to answer the door, but because I'm a glam girl, I want something really fabulous. And so mm-hmm. that's how they were born.
That's a great idea. I mean, it's just such a great idea.
Thank you. Well, this year we've been so successful. I ended up adding chiffons to the collection. And one of the chiffons was given to Kate Middleton for her London bridal shower.
Really?
Ooh.
Oh,
yes.
What an honor that is.
Yes. And then the black sequin that preceded that one was on Oprah last October. Mm-hmm. And it rocked the show so much that they re-aired the show the first week of December.
Oh,
and it's a solid black pavé sequined apron.
I love that.
That's my number one seller.
I mean, that's just gorgeous. I mean, does anybody really wear them to cook?
No, because that's not what they're for. That's why they're called hostess aprons. They're called hostess aprons.
Put it on. Okay.
That's the whole idea.
For a dirty cooking part.
The whole idea is they're for you. They're for fine ladies who love the art of entertaining at home.
Wow, I love them. Tell us about your Glam It Up collection.
Pardon me?
Tell us about your Glam It Up collection. I was looking at them online.
The Glam It Up collection was the second apron line or collection within Haute Hostess that I designed, and that is supposed to look like your little cocktail dress that you didn't have time to throw on. So that's how that was.
The sparkly one.
Well, the sparkly one came about a little bit later. That's in Glam It Up Luxe. And the Glam It Up Luxe collection are the more expensive aprons. So they're the sequins and the beautiful chiffons, etc. But I started lining them about 3 years ago, and I think that really made a huge difference. Now everything is lined, and they're all made in Tennessee, and I have two seamstresses who make them, and the seamstresses actually live together. And so everything is, they're sisters, so everything is very consistent, everything gets out on time, they all look the same, which is very important, of course.
What magazines can we see your aprons featured in the next coming months?
They are going to, well, I just found out that some of the chiffons are going to be in the April issue of Oprah. And it's called the Delicious Issue. So we're very, very excited about that because they've already been in the magazine one other time, but about four years ago when we first started. So this is great that Oprah has really latched on and loves Haute Hostess aprons, because between the show and the magazine, now it will be our fourth time. So that's really cool. And they were shot on Cindy Crawford for Harper's Bazaar. And yeah, so that was very exciting. Then we have a lot of bites right now. Like today, we had 10 big looks from, let's say, for instance, Allure, from Home and Garden, et cetera. So kind of across the board. We also had some, like from some of the children's magazine, like Parents and things like that, because we introduced the Mommy and Me collection 2 weeks ago. So I now have an apron that is, that is just like the mommy sequin, but it's called Little Lady. And so people are going crazy about that one.
Such, I mean, it's just so unique. It's just great. I mean, I just love it. It's fabulous.
Not only are they beautiful, but they're sexy, too. They're a little sexy, you know?
They are, aren't they?
Yeah.
But that's really not what I meant. I didn't mean for that to happen.
but not in a dirty way.
Right.
Not in a dirty way. In a cute way.
But it just has. And what's
charming. They're charming.
And what's very interesting to me is that, I have so many female buyers, but I also have male buyers. So I have an item that men and women both love, which doesn't happen very often. In fact, for holiday, I have them at some upscale men's stores.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Well, Elizabeth, do you have a men's line of aprons?
Do I have what?
A line of aprons for men. You know how like men like to do barbecuing? Or do you have like a line that's more
I do. I do. It's called Haute Host. And I have five different selections. But I will tell you that my ladies' collection far exceeds the men. In fact, two very famous men that have them are Colin Cowie and P. Diddy.
Oh, wow.
I know. It's just so strange across the board who has them. Tori Burch has one of the Glam It Up, and so does Scarlett Johansson and Nicole Kidman and Vanessa Williams, and Beyonce has one.
Oh, that's so cool.
Sandra Lee wore one for her Thanksgiving special a couple of years ago. They've been in South Beach Food and Wine Festival, gave all the female chefs Hot Hostess aprons last year, and then they've also been at the Oscars.
Wow. I mean, you must just feel like, it just must be like a dream to have something like this, an idea, launch off and be so successful. It's just so fabulous. When I was looking at the aprons, I was like, ah, oh, and then I would see the next one, I would be like, oh, it's just so great.
Well, I'm so happy that you like them because it is a very small business. It's a boutique business. Every apron is custom made. So it's not as if I have this huge stock of aprons, because I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I did try, for holiday to have a little backup. But, day to day, I don't have that. And so when a store orders, then I complete their order.
Elizabeth, what else do you do besides, your company's Elizabeth Skokin Productions, correct?
Yes, I have both Hostess Aprons and Elizabeth Skokin Productions.
What else do you tell us about your
Well, Elizabeth Skokin Productions is a luxury event planning firm. And so I have individuals, I have charities that hire me, businesses hire me to throw lavish parties for them. But the main thing is they want me to do their party because I take you to the edge of the cliff, but I don't let you fall off. So mine are fun. They're very I have a lot of unexpected details that other people don't and probably would be afraid to. For instance, maybe like bare-chested boys serving tequila shots at the end of the night, after I've had this Western party, and maybe I have a young person's party at the end of the night so that they can come for a $75 ticket rather than a $500 ticket. And so after everyone's through with dinner that's paid the $500, then if they'd like, they can go to the young people's party. And I try to spice it up. So I might have bare-chested boys serving tequila shots, and a lot of times the guests will wander into that party, but many times the wife wants to dance but the husband doesn't. So I get one of the bare-chested boys to come dance with the wife. and guess who all of a sudden wants to dance? So there are lots of little tricks up my sleeve that I use. But everyone goes home happy. That's the main thing.
That's a great trick.
And then, one of my entertaining tips for holiday is to use your spare bathroom for a champagne bar. And to put the champagne bottles in your clean bathroom tub with a lot of, like, oodles and noodles of ice, and have a sexy male attendant pour the champagne.
Oh, that's cool.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
Because
you
have to go to that room to get the champagne, or you don't get it.
How do you come up with your ideas?
Probably things that I like to do, that I would like to do myself. I might have, like, for one party, I had a purse psychic. Another party, I had a Mindy artist. I've had skating wait staff. I've had, old-fashioned photo booths or kissing booths. At one party I had last year, I had a kissing booth. And it was for Valentine's. And it's not that you kiss someone else, but you went in with your husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, and got your picture made in the kissing booth.
Oh, wow.
That's
so
a good idea.
Just fun. That's what parties should be.
Now, you've met a lot of celebrities. Who really, who were you really starstruck over?
I think probably as far as the men go, I loved meeting Richard Gere, and I loved meeting, I just drew a blank for a second. But anyway, Richard Gere, and Michael Douglas. They're both fantastic, and I sat next to them at a charity benefit in New York. And the most surprising person that I adored, but I didn't like them at all when I met them, was Candace Bushnell.
Really?
Yes.
Cool.
I'm always have loved Sex and the City. I had
right,
Sex
yeah.
and the City parties, just all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
And she was coming into town, and I hosted a dinner party for her, and she was on a book tour. And it was her first book right after all her Sex and the City success. And when we all arrived at the restaurant, she told the table that she didn't want anyone to ask her at all about Sex and the City. And I
wow.
thought that was
well,
the most...
for Sex and the City, she wouldn't be where she is.
Exactly. I thought that was the most bizarre thing because she wouldn't be known. And that's exactly why the girls that came wanted to come, was to be able to talk to her about those sorts of things. So you just never know. You just never know.
Yeah,
that's surprising.
Well, and that's us, too, because we interview celebrities, and some of them, when they come on, they're really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, before you get on the air, they give you all kinds of instructions or
oh, wow.
little snippy with you. Like, you don't know. But
mm-hmm.
I guess they're human, so some are pleasant and happy, and some are grouches.
It's the truth, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And someone else who was really, who was, I wouldn't say fun, but I liked him a lot, was Robert De Niro.
Oh,
and his wife Grace and I were doing a photo shoot together in New York for a designer, and he came and visited the set during the shoot, which I thought was really sweet,
mm-hmm.
to support her. And of course, you know, met everyone.
Wow. What are your plans for the future? Do you have any plans to expand your businesses into anything else, or?
Well, I may do a second line. I may do a less expensive line and call it something entirely different. I've been thinking about that, although I really want to continue making my product in the United States because I think that that's very important.
Tell our
and
listeners
I'm very
the average
proud
price
of that.
Okay, I'm sorry. What'd you say?
I said that's something I'm very proud of.
Okay, great.
Just
yeah,
having
absolutely.
My product made in the United States.
Tell our listeners roughly how much your aprons cost.
My aprons began at $100, and they the at the top it's $400, and that's the one that was given to Kate Middleton. And all of my aprons are made of very fine ball gown or cocktail dress fabrics, and they're all lined in satins or pongees or silks. So they're really like little pieces of art.
Well, I think the one I put up, I think, was the Isabella?
Yes, the black with the gold.
I love it. I would love to wear it as a dress.
Well, that is the best compliment that you could probably give me because that's what they're supposed to be. They're supposed to be that little dress you didn't have time to throw on. Or really, so now they're not that for me, but I wear mine over maybe a Dolce & Gabbana sheath dress to answer my door, or I might even wear them over like little black skinny jeans and some Tory Burch flats and a turtleneck. You can really do whatever you wish.
Elizabeth, how much is the black sparkly one?
$350.
Mm-hmm.
It's $350.
That's one of my favorites.
And that's my best seller.
It's just so cool.
It's so beautiful on when I didn't know it was on Oprah until my niece called to tell me that she was watching and it was on. So
mm-hmm.
When I finally got to see it myself later, I mean, I really wanted to cry because it just looked so beautiful. The way they had the lighting arranged just hit it. And it was just so sparkly and beautiful. And they also, another thing that I think is very important to know, is they fit up to a size 16.
Oh.
So they're not size.
Yeah.
It's just one size fits most.
Mm-hmm.
And they really do fit up to a size 16. And they look really great on that woman.
Now, do they come in a beautiful box?
Well,
how do you ship them?
I ship them in a white box, but I pack them, and I have a lot of branding, so they're wrapped in beautiful white tissue paper, and then I have a label that goes on, and then I usually tie them with a ribbon, and I also include a cocktail couture card that has my logo on it, tucked into a beautiful envelope with your name on it.
Oh,
wow. Elizabeth, can you tell us about your designer bridal aprons?
Yes. Well, Kate, of course, is one of them, which mm-hmm. is the Ivory Rose Chiffon on Chiffon. It's Chanel ball gown fabric that I found in Paris.
Oh.
So that is just the top of the line as far as that's concerned. But then I also have some that tie around the waist. And they're white netting with silver, with triple rows of silver rickrack and satin sashes in white. And they tie in the front, not in the back, because when you tie an apron in the back, it makes you look like you have a droopy bottom. So I decided that mine are going to tie in the front, and they look very perky and sassy that way, and very feminine. And then at the tips of the sashes, they have rhinestone balls.
Mm. Mm.
And you can also buy a bridesmaid blue in that collection as well. And a lot of girls are buying them for their bridesmaids.
I think it's a great gift.
And they are $100.
And
I
reasonable.
Think that's a great gift because it's something unique, and it's something you wouldn't buy yourself all the time. You know, you wouldn't spend the money for yourself.
Right, and
it's
every
really
time
special.
You see it, it would remind you of your friend's wedding.
That's right.
And it's also a conversation piece if they wear it. You know, if you're having guests over and you wear it, it's definitely makes a statement.
And well, and each one of them, actually, they're all conversation pieces. When I roll them into a store on a rack for the store owners to look at, people that see the rack go by think that it's a rack of cocktail dresses.
It does. It's just that one that looks,
yeah.
I'm telling you, it was stopping traffic on my Facebook page tonight.
And then there's a certain way that I tie them. And when I, like, for instance, I was in a southern city the other day, and I walked into the store that, one of my stores that buys them, and they were not... They really weren't merchandised well, so I walked right in and re-merchandised the whole rack so that they would look great.
I have a really, really important question.
Okay.
How do you clean them?
Oh,
they all have
one.
To be dry cleaned?
Most of them, yes.
And washed?
So you just, no, most of them, yes. So remember, they're made of ball gown and cocktail dress fabric, so you would mm-hmm. not wash your cocktail dress.
No.
Same
treat
premise.
It like a piece of clothing.
And they are, because they're made out of, in fact, they're made out of better fabric than most people's cocktail and ball gown dresses. And then also, the sequins can be just sponged off, so you don't have to send them to the dry cleaner.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Isn't that
that's
great?
A good idea. Yeah, it's a good idea.
And mm-hmm. I've just been really lucky with them. They've just evolved. I guess I've evolved with them.
Do you have any matching accessories, like matching pot holders?
No, because they're not for that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're not for cooking.
Okay. Well,
so
maybe
they really are for fine hostesses. So you're not going to go in and you wouldn't go in your kitchen and cook in them or wash dishes in them or do anything like that.
I think I wouldn't wear it. I think I would just put it somewhere where I could look at it.
No, you wouldn't. You would have a fabulous cocktail party or maybe like this really glamorous dinner party, and that's where you wear it.
I guess so. I mean, I think because, well, I'm so, like, in love with that black sparkly one. I would just be, like, staring at it all the time.
No, you would want to wear it, I promise. And your boyfriend or husband would want you to wear it. In fact, now I even, I never was going to do this, but I had a couple of very high-end lingerie stores that wanted to buy them, and so I went and visited the stores because I was never going to do that. But mm-hmm. the stores were so beautiful, and the bras started at $400, mm-hmm. and they were satin French bras, and I thought, okay, this fits into my sensibility, so this works.
But it wouldn't be for hostessing then.
It would be for hostessing later.
For hostessing, for the dessert.
Right. That's another point to me, because I don't sell them like that, and I don't advertise them in that in mm-hmm. a sexual way on my website. It's mm-hmm. very classic and clean. And I did that on purpose because I want a woman to choose how she wants to wear it. I don't want her to direct her.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all, you know, are smart enough to know that if you know, you want to make love to your husband later, you can.
Well,
and it's just your little accessory, your little playful accessory.
Yeah.
But I have actually
staring at it.
I have people that collect them now.
Oh, I can understand that. I really can, because they're so beautiful. It would be something that you would, you know, want to collect. I mean, and have like a beautiful collection of them and just display them, you know, in some manner so that you could look at them all the time.
I mean,
they're just fabulous.
Thank you. I had one store that bought 60 aprons. So when I rolled into their store, they asked me to leave the rack, leave the aprons on the hangers, just leave the whole thing. And they have the biggest collection now of anyone. I actually think the woman who bought them, I think she just likes to look at them. To tell you the truth. They just make her happy.
Yeah, because they're so beautiful. They do make you happy.
They do. People tell me that, too, that when they open them, that they mm-hmm. just have a smile, immediate smile on their face.
Well,
yesterday, I had a man order two of the black sequins because he has two different girlfriends in two different cities. I get it all. And then, I had a woman last week order two $350 aprons for her 11 and 14-year-old daughters.
Oh, my. Well, I'm sure everyone who receives one will just be thrilled when they open the box and look at it because they're so spectacular. Elizabeth, it's been so wonderful to speak with you tonight and talk to you about your beautiful aprons. We would love to have you back again.
Well, thank you, Lisa and Betty Ann. I appreciate it. This has been fun.
Yeah, it's been great fun. Thanks so much.
I want to hear one more little thing about, if you don't mind, do we have a minute?
Just about a minute.
Real quick.
I wanted you to tell me just a moment about the people on your Facebook.
Oh, Lisa, go ahead.
Oh, just a couple people just saw it and they were going on your website and they just said, oh, my God, this stuff is gorgeous. How did I miss this? How did I not know about this? They're girls that are, like, real fashion conscious and, you know, like the shop. And, yeah, so they were all on your website today.
Well, I bet you ladies will look great in them with your cheerleader bodies.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you saying that. Thanks so much, Elizabeth. Please come back again. We'd love to have you back on the show again.
Thank you.
You're so classy and elegant.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
We'll be in touch. We'd like to have you back on.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
You too.
Happy holidays.
Bye, Lynn.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was really cool.
That was fun.
A really cool guest tonight, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'd like to thank our fabulous sponsors, Laura Geller Makeup, Intimacy Bras, and St. Croix Orthopedics. We are also thanking our producer, Corey. You can enjoy his Corey King Show Wednesday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Artists First.
I'd like to thank our guests, Jorge Perez from Waterford, and Elizabeth Skokin, who you just heard with those lovely aprons. And I remind everybody to enjoy our archives. Just scroll down, go on our webpage, scroll down, click on the date that you'd like to listen, and enjoy our archives. So good night, everyone. Stay tuned for the next hour, Chit Chat Cafe Live After Dark.